countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
But first up this Saturday morning, dairy-free alternatives are no longer a niche fad, with sales of oat drinks almost doubling in the UK last year to £100 million sterling. Ireland once specialised in growing oats, so could this consumer swing be the next big opportunity for Irish farmers? Well, Offaly farmer Liam Lynham has spent the last 12 months developing his oat drink called Oat in the City, as a way of making his 300-acre mixed tillaged and dry stock farm viable for the next generation. Darren McCullough met up with Liam in one of his fields of oats just outside Tullamore.
You'd be happy with the crop?
Delighted with the crop. It's looking really well. A bit of heat that's coming at the last while and a bit of growth in the last few weeks has been fantastic. It's all standing. There's often an issue with oats sometimes that'll fall down. But no, it's looking very well.
What kind of price typically will they make per tonne?
Typically somewhere between 150 and 200 euros a tonne. So if 3 tonnes to the acre, you're talking about 450 euros an acre. And it's probably the cost of growing the crop. It's not going to make anyone rich. As a farmer, you have to be sustainable economically as well as environmentally. And my way of doing that, scaling up like they're doing in parts of America or southern England, we don't have that land bank, and we have a tradition of small farms, which I value and enjoy. So I think beyond farm gate and adding value and dealing direct with the customer is the future of Irish farming and the Irish plant-based tillage sector. There's something nice about watching your own crop grow, but you have to be realistic as well. And it's nice to see, to walk into a store and say, there's oat in the city, that's my product and that's our family product and that's where we're going. But it's scary too as well, Dara. It's very, very scary, and it's high risk, and it's very, very public. Look, I was on a New Frontiers course with Enterprise Ireland, and I'm on a food starter course, and one of the things they'll always say to you is that you put so much effort into your project, it's like your own baby. And the fear factor, and I'd say there was a delay of maybe a couple of months in launching the product, because you just don't want to let go of it. The real test, and you can do all the tests you want, the real test is, will that consumer buy that product? But if you don't try these things, if you don't make an effort, things are not going to change.
Is it oat milk or oat juice, by the way?
Oat drink, because...
That's the politically neutral way of describing it, is it?
It is, and look, it's a very easy marketing strategy or publicity strategy, and let's call it a milk. There's no need to call it a milk, because it's got its own category at the moment, and it's an oat drink. All you're doing is annoying other sectors of the farming community, which I live in. Look, if you started this crop here, the crop has grown at the right time, at the right moisture, it's harvested. That crop is then dried and cleaned. Now, the process at this point in time, we're sourcing the product out of a mill in Portlaoise that has a whole system here and that uses locally sourced product. And they have a process there in terms of they're bringing that into a flour, but they're also processing that product. And the huge learning curve, and the reason I haven't launched 6 months ago, was back to that, when if I use ordinary oat flour and I start processing that, the first thing it'll do, it'll turn into porridge. And we've done a lot of harm to a lot of equipment all over Ireland to do it. So hence the reason we're sourcing our oat flour at this stage. We're adding water, pinch of salt, a small bit of a stabiliser to keep it settled because it's high in fibre. And we're bottling that, labelling it and getting it out to the consumer as quick as possible. It's a chilled product. It's a fresh product. So it has a short shelf life. We have to get the turnaround as fast as we can.
Okay, Liam, so we've probably talked about as much as we can talk about oat drinks as you can in an oat field. You're going to do a kind of a taste test today.
We're doing a tasting up in Grand Canal in Dublin. That's where we're going to head to next. So we're going to head to the city, and Owen the Oat is going to spread his wild oaty goodness in Dublin.
You've got all the lines.
I have all the lines.
Oat in the city, let's go to the... Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Thanks very much, Darren.
I suppose it would be just wrong, plain wrong of me to do this report without actually tasting the product.
It's kind of very much a sports recovery drink, but just a regular chocolate, dairy-free chocolate drink.
What did you make of the drinks?
I would have the chocolatey for a treat.
They tend to be expensive, though.
It's very nice, yeah. It's definitely different, but it's
better than like the branded milk. Like you can get the Avonmore chocolate milk, but I think this is nicer. And also, if it's made out of oats.
Yeah,
it's also seems very like a lot healthier.
You were having a taste of the product there.
Yeah, it's really nice. It reminds me of the chocolate milk that I used to have as a kid. It's really, really nice and rich. It has a really nice flavor to it. I just tried the chocolate one, and it's great.
Thanks very much.
And would you be somebody who normally uses non-dairy type?
Yeah, I'm actually vegan. Yeah.
Okay. With me now is Greg Grouse, who is the senior manager here at the Good Food Market chain of shops.
Quite nice. It's good, healthy Irish product. And we're quite surprised because we've been carrying a barista Oatly from Spain and from Sweden. And it's been a huge success over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Barista oats in general, Dara has been selling extremely well. And we're selling pallets of it per week. It's a huge product. And it's great to see Liam and his team producing an Irish product like this. And it's a much better quality product.
One of the things that the farmer in me is wondering is, did you get much pushback from your farming peers?
Drinking almond milk from North America, which uses the more amount of water than any Irish dairy farmer is going to use per litre of drink consumed, is a fallacy. And the only way a plant-based drink is going to be as environmentally friendly as the dairy industry is if it's using locally sourced product. Transporting product all over the world is not a solution for anything or anyone. So that's the first point, I suppose. Look, there's a lot of dairy farmers that I deal with and work with and know, and look, the feedback has been great. There's been a few funny anecdotes, I suppose, Dara, in terms of we launched a brand and all the research was on, we wanted to be authentic, and then we went authenticity, and then the brand designer came back with Oat in the City and we loved it. And I think about 2 weeks ago I passed by and a dairy farmer pulled down the window and he says, "Lynam, you're no Sex in the City." So I suppose all that research, all that money spent on consumers and my target market, and there is that element of, yeah, whoever you are, you're still Liam Lynam down the road. So that's where we are. And I am very, very adamant that this is not an anti-dairy brand. This is the plant-based tillage sector that has its part to play in Ireland as well.
And that was Dara McCullough with Liam Lynam of Oat in the City down there in County Offaly.